temp in there's gone down another tick, Huddy said as we all sat down again. Probably nothing, but she might have another surprise or two left in her. We'd best watch out.
What happened after you and my dad almost got into that fight? Ned asked. And don't start telling me about calls and codes, either. I know about calls and codes. I'm learning dispatch, remember?
What was the kid learning, though? After spending a month of officially sanctioned time in the cubicle with the radio and the computers and the modems, what did he really know? The calls and codes, yes. He was a quick study, and he sounded as professional as hell when he answered the red phone with, State Police Statler, Troop D, this is PCO Wilcox, how can I help? But did he know that each call and each code is a link in a chain? That there are chains everywhere? Each link and each one a little bit stronger or weaker than the last? How could you expect a kid, even a smart one, to know that? These are the chains we forge in life, to misquote Jacob Marley. We make them, we wear them, and sometimes we share them. George Morgan didn't really shoot himself in his garage. He just got tangled in one of those chains and hanged himself. Not, however, until after he'd helped us dig Mr. Dillon's grave on one brutally hot summer day after the tanker truck blew over in Poteenville. There was no call or code for Eddie Jackaboy spending more and more of his time in the tap, and there was none for Andy Colucci cheating on his wife and getting caught at it and begging her for a second chance and not getting it. No code for Matt Babicki leaving. No call for Shirley Pasternak coming. There are just things you can't explain unless you admit a knowledge of those chains. Some made of love and some of pure happenstance. Like Orville Garrett, down on one knee at the foot of Mr. Dillon's fresh grave, crying, putting Dee's collar on the earth and saying, Sorry, partner. Sorry.